gathered. He was fairly sure that it would have a complement of about 100,000 men, and that it was for Finland. There were signs, yes, but there was something jokey about it all. Radio shows satirised the red tape of wartime regulations. There was community singing in the air raid shelters, and fashionable women carried their gas masks in couturier-designed containers. They talked about the Boer War. It was at once larger than life and trivial, like a moving picture show. All the air raid warnings, without exception, had been false alarms. Faber had a different point of view, but then he was a different kind of person. He steered his cycle into Archway Road and leaned forward a little to take the uphill slope, his long legs pumping as tirelessly as the pistons of a railway engine. He was very fit for his age, which was 39, although he lied about it. He lied about most things, as a safety precaution.